I think we have time for just a couple more questions and one more tune.
Oh, time flies, don't it?
When you are having fun, it sure does. Do we have any more questions, or we just want to hear some more songs?
Two tunes, you said,
huh? Oh, wait, we do have a question over here.
Oh, she's got one.
Oh, come on now. All importance are important.
Oh, now this is for
All
Hog Radio,
are important.
So folks, settle down.
I play with my we have a family,
yes.
And I play with my band, my family band. And what I find is hard, how do you know if you're going to go high or low? How do you know, or loud, how do you know how far away from the mic to be? Because if you're going to be like this or like this, when you're singing loud or, you know, it's hard to tell. How do you do that?
Yeah, I'll tell you, usually if you sing, the higher notes you sing, you usually sing them louder, so I'll just back up a little bit, you know. But my low notes, now everybody's different, you know, everybody, their voices are different. And my low notes they're not strong, so I have to get in closer, you know, for those. So it's just kind of, it's just what, it kind of suits your voice, you know, whichever way your voice is.
Yeah.
Some people, their high notes are probably not as loud as their low notes, you know, so. Then, and you just go in and out, you know, and if you can hear the mains, then you can tell too, you see. That's another thing about that. You can tell if you're too loud or if you're too soft, you know. If the instruments are over top of your vocal, then you have to get in closer to this, you know, and if not, well, you can kind of balance out better, you know.
We just started doing the one mic, and that's
a
lot of fun when you move in, move out, but we've had some calligraphies.
Good.
Collisions.
Hey, that's easy for you to say. Some days I can't say that.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for some great questions.
Great question, yeah.
What are you going to send us out with, boys?
You tell me about
it. It's going to haunt you all night with that one.
Yeah. Which one? Oh, that's a haunting tune.
Maybe I'll do that tonight.
We could rehearse it before tonight, maybe. Maybe that's the time for rehearsing, just before the show tonight. Eli Renfro, Highway of Pain. Well, let's see. I'm in B. Should we do Eli Renfro? That's a murder ballad. Is it okay? Well, I'm not sure if it's murder or not in this song. We do a lot more murder ballads than we do love songs. I must admit that. Eli Renfro, this is a song we recorded back years ago for Rebel Records, and it was written by Don Humphreys, a great songwriter in Asheville, North Carolina. Yeah. And he used to be a resident of California out here. He wrote a lot of good songs. We just happened to do this one.